BAS 25, DR2 Broadline-Based Black Hole Mass Estimates and Biases from Obscuration, by Julian E. Mejia Restrepo et al. We present measurements of broad emission lines and virial estimates of supermassive black hole masses, MBH, for a large sample of ultra-hard X-ray selected active galactic nuclei, AGNs, as part of the second data release of the BAT AGN Spectroscopic Survey, BASE, DR2. Our catalog includes MBH estimates for a total 689 AGNs, determined from the H-alpha, H-beta, MGE-lambda-2798, and or CIV-lambda-1549 broad emission lines. The core sample includes a total of 512 AGNs drawn from the 70-month SWIFT, BAT All-Sky catalog. We also provide measurements for 177 additional AGNs that are drawn from deeper SWIFT, BAT survey data. We study the links between MBH estimates and line-of-sight obscuration measured from X-ray spectral analysis. We find that broad H-alpha emission lines in obscured AGNs, log, NH per centimeter minus 2, greater than 22.0, are on average a factor of 8.0 to 2.4 carat plus 4.1 weaker, relative to ultra-hard X-ray emission, and about 35 to 12 carat plus 7% narrower than in unobscured sources, i.e., log, NH per centimeter minus 2, 1 dex, masses for type 1.9 sources, AGNs with broad H-alpha but no broad H-beta, and or sources with log, NH per centimeter minus 2, greater than 22.0. We provide simple multiplicative corrections for the observed luminosity and width of the broad H-alpha component, L, BH-alpha, and FWHM, BH-alpha, in such sources to account for this effect, and to, partially, remedy MBH estimates for type 1.9 objects. As key ingredient of BASE, DR2, our work provides the community with the data needed to further study powerful AGNs in the low redshift universe. This was, BASE 25, DR2 Broadline-Based Black Hole Mass Estimates and Biases from Obscuration, by Julian E. Mejia Restrepo et al.